Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday, the 14th day of October, 2011. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. This is, again, going to be one of the most important transmissions we've ever engaged in my almost 17 years in radio and TV broadcasting. We have Ray McGovern, former top CIA analyst, morning briefer to Ronald Reagan and George Herbert Walker Bush joining us first, coming up in about 30 minutes. He, of course, was on with us a week and a half ago and said the green light is very close to being given, the most dangerous point we've ever reached with a giant Israeli U.S.-backed attack on Iran and the incredible ramifications of that. And, of course, it's more important than ever with this new plot. It's come out that this used car salesman from the Texas coast, Corpus Christi, was reportedly involved in a drug deal with Los Zetas, who publicly worked for the big private Federal Reserve banks, and that none of this was true. There was an informant leading the whole thing who himself talked about the plot to assassinate Santa Claus along with the Saudi Easter Bunny. I mean, this is absolute total bull. And you see a real shift inside the power structure right now where you've got on Infowars.com last night and today, all these links to mainstream articles. When you're on Drudge Report, when you're on big news sites all over the place, there are former Bush administration officials, the former Clinton people, anti-terrorism experts, FBI agents, Lieutenant Schaefer, who's joining us later. People are coming out of the woodwork saying this is as phony as a $3 bill and as a pretext to back an Israeli attack on Iran, which will help Netanyahu, who's in political trouble. And he's a political distraction, and Obama, who is dead political meat when it comes to the issue of Fast and Furious that's tied into Mexican cartels. But now it's Attorney General Holder and FBI Director Mueller. They're battling the Mexican cartels who work with those evil Iranians. So it's all coming up. Robert Baer, the big black ops CIA commander, he's gone public saying this is totally manufactured and phony. In fact, I called Paul Watson this morning, and he's busy on another article on the TSA, but I need to get Steve Watson, Kurt Nemo, Aaron Dykes, somebody up there at my office to do a report boiling down all the credible top terrorism experts coming out and saying this is totally phony, as I told you 3 days ago when it first broke. Then yesterday we began to get a clearer image of exactly what was going on and confirmed this is about green lighting. They have green lighted the attack. Just because the light's green doesn't mean Israel's going to go ahead with it, but it means that they are going ahead right now with the plan to launch a strike in the next 2 weeks upon Iran. I have this from Pachinik sources. I have this from my other military sources. I have this by family being deployed to Kuwait and being pretty freaked out about it, and other sources saying that it's a strike on Iran, a U.S. Preparing for a response to a strike on Iran and all the ramifications of that. And then, of course, Lieutenant Schaefer coming out and saying this is about a smokescreen for Fast and Furious and about an Iran strike, and that he has a high-level FBI source with the highest security clearance inside the Justice Department. This shows you that there's a lot of people inside the government, like the head of CENTCOM 3 years ago, 4 years ago, Fox Fallon, who refused to launch a strike on Iran and had to step down because of it. So we'll tell you who's coming up today. Ray McGovern, Lieutenant Colonel Schaefer, Gerald Celente, Steve Pachinik, and more. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us. Spread the word about this show. You don't want to miss it.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American, so everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right, every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best durable foods out there with eFoods Direct, and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. It is, of course, Friday, the 14th day of October, 2011. And we are going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Joining us first will be former top CIA analyst, morning briefer to Ronald Reagan and George Bush Sr., Ray McGovern, who a week and a half ago said that the strike on Iran was at its highest threat level in the last few decades, a Israeli strike backed up by U.S. support if needed. That will, of course, send the economy into a global tailspin, but it'll be a nice political diversion for Netanyahu, who is unpopular, and also Barack Obama, and all of this on the heels of the latest confirmed fake terror alert. We also have coming up Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer, who's also part of some high-powered Pentagon think tanks, who's come out and said he talked to a very high-level Justice Department FBI agent with the highest-level security clearances and has confirmed that it's not in the database, it's not in the system. This is completely fake. Of course, now we have Robert Baer, the former top CIA black op commander, coming out and saying it's totally fake. We have high-level Bush administration officials, former Bush administration officials from W's situation, in fact, the top Iranian specialist coming out on Fox yesterday and CNN saying it's completely fake. And it's now come out in the affidavits that this guy got basically arrested under, that he was a drug dealer, reportedly, with Los Zetas, admittedly trained at Fort Benning, Georgia, and part of the proxy war that Obama's running, allowing Sinaloa to ship drugs in with Los Zetas, right here in South Texas, where I am right now, and in Corpus Christi, also on the coast in South Texas. That's where this used car salesman was involved, trying to sell marijuana. So they just set him up as a complete idiot. He reportedly was just a total drunk marijuana head, partying constantly, just screwing around with Los Zetas, and they set him up. And it's in the affidavits. The articles are at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, like the hundreds of plots we've seen the last few years, where they just go out and either provocateur a complete moron to shoot their mouth off when they're drunk about blowing stuff up. Yeah, I'll take on Tokyo. I'll blow up the Capitol. I'll fly to the moon. I'm so drunk. Or they just purely set them up. And it is confirmed that this informant, and again, it's in all the articles up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, just completely was running the whole thing. And it was total pipe dream. Where does this criminal government go? It goes to the drug cartels it works with closely, launder their money through private Federal Reserve banks. And it works with the Saudis, the same folks that went along with the fable of 9/11. And it works with the usual suspects. This is absolutely asinine. A, it's about launching a new war against Iran and backing Israel's attack on it, creating this announcement that, oh, my gosh, we've got government-sponsored, excuse me, I'm having a Freudian slip. Oh, my gosh, we've got Iranian terrorists everywhere. And so they tried to blow up something in Washington and assassinate people. We'll show them. Just like Saddam had WMDs and nukes and yellow cake, and just like Manuel Noriega kidnapped U.S. College students, turned out that wasn't true. I've seen the Panama deception where they go to the dorm and the girls are like, no one ever held us here. This was all made up. But thank you for being here, U.S. Army. It was scary as you blew up Panama City. So it's the same repeat that we've seen over and over and over again. The difference is, it's not just Alex Jones. Sure, 3 days ago I said it was total baloney, total cockamamie, hokum, garbage, disinformation, manufactured tripe, fables, delusions, a huge hoax, a marinated turkey of lies. Yes, I did say that 3 days ago because I know the enemy's MO. Now, anyone watching TV, you've got all the teleprompter reading minions sitting there saying, oh, no, the official story is true. Iran was going to blow everything up. In fact, there's more terror plots they're involved in. It's all about to come out. We got to hit them right now. And then every expert they have on, former CIA Black Op Commander Robert Baer, you know, former head of the Kill Bin Laden unit, Abel Danger, you know, highest level security clearance, Tony Schaefer, Colonel Schaefer coming out saying it's total bull. Talk to high level FBI, total bull, not in the system, total fraud. Top State Department officials, top former Bush administration officials. I mean, it is insane. Without even looking yesterday and today, it's just everywhere. Dozens and dozens and dozens of names. So I need Kurt Nemo, Aaron Dykes, Paul Watson, Steve Watson, whoever wants to take this mission, because it's a hard one. Because it's like picking up seashells at the beach. There's so many hundreds of them. You have got to go through and just say hoax of Iran terror plot implodes and just go through it all. And the good news here is the Pentagon knows that this is not Iraq, that it's not Libya. The Pentagon knows this is not some cakewalk. The Pentagon knows there's 80 million Iranians. They lost over 1.5 million people fighting the U.S. through the proxy war with Iraq, and they're 25 million people. And the Iranians are focused and ready and are going to launch absolute proxy wars all over the Middle East and Central Asia that is going to probably end up routing out globalist forces that are sitting on top of the $500 billion a year in opium that our troops publicly grow and cultivate and fly out to run up your daughter and son's veins. They know the Iranians are going to just totally pull the stops out in proxy wars. And yes, the globalists will stage bombings here. It's not part of the Iranian strategy to strike over here. And all the top real terror experts have said that. But don't worry, the West will blow stuff up here to use it as an excuse to take your rights and liberties. That's how this all works. And so they don't care if it screws up even globalist crime operations overseas. The system needs this here as a smokescreen from the banker bailout. They need this here as a pretext to roll the TSA out on the streets with the new spy on your neighbor programs that are going on all over the place. And so they want to have the big prize be totally brought down. That's our once free republic. Remember, 90%+ of all this Homeland Security training behind the scenes was always about gun owners, landowners, people that could skin a buck, run a trot line, people that are gardening, people that don't like war, people that don't like GMO. Anybody on left, right, or center who's awake to anything is the enemy behind the scenes. I've been telling you that for a decade. Now they've come out public and said it's no longer Al-Qaeda. It's white people. It's white people. And they have all these TV ads where all the terrorists are white. The minorities report them. So they've already demonized and gotten white folks to go along with giving up their rights because, you know, oh, it's the brown people supposedly that are going to get us. That's that tribalism, that racism. Now they're shifting and going to all the other folks and saying, no, it's whitey. They're going to get you. So basically, everybody's a terrorist. And I told you all this was coming. And I told you with Obama falling like a shooting star and imploding and burning down and his own party calling for him to step down and not run again, that I said he's got a month or two. I said this last week. I said he's got a month or two for a false flag or a new war, some big crisis to make him look strong, as all his advisors are telling him. He's got a month or two max, or they're going to go ahead and remove him. I mean, I know what's in their playbook. I said they could also do a failed assassination attempt. I've said assassination attempts are the false flag as well. We even wrote articles about it earlier this year and last year. Paul Watson pointed out yesterday, predicting this type of garbage. So notice you're hearing about assassination attempts now against the Saudi U.S. ambassador. Now, when we come back from break, I want to tell you about TSA suicide squads. You heard me right, TSA suicide squads. I want to tell you about that. That's a shocking term. That's actually what they are. So we have some breaking news on TSA suicide squads. Now, when I came up here yesterday, I have amazing military sources, and then I'll also put it out open source to the general public. And I know that Israel has been saying last month they probably are going to go into Iran and start the bombardment. The bunker busters have been shipped over there. The cluster bombs to knock out their airfields so they can't launch retaliatory strikes on Israel. Those have all been delivered. More U.S. troops have been rotating and massing in Kuwait and other areas out of Iraq as the next staging ground to go into Iran, because they don't want to launch an attack if it's needed into Iran, into strategic ports and other areas out of Iraq, because then that would elicit those old feuds. It'll be out of Kuwait and other areas. And, of course, U.S. forces wouldn't go into the whole of Iran. They would go in and hold the mountains, the passes over some of the different straits that are needed, like Hormuz, to bring the oil back and forth, or to remove and dredge that out of the Iranians, sink a bunch of ships in there like they've said they're going to do. There's also going to be the need to launch out of Kuwait and other airfields attacks on Iran. So all of that is going on. And you've got the anti-Shiite Saudi Arabia totally behind this, saying we want the response. We want it to be launched. Now we've got Obama says he's going to have a tough response on Iran's role in alleged plot. Now, again, this is already admitted to be a fake plot. But the military, the brass, just like Fox Fallon knew, I said 3-4 years ago, it was almost 5 years ago, when they ordered the head of CENTCOM to attack Iran and claimed that PT boats out of Iran had tried to attack them. We later learned he knew that Cheney had boats painted up out there. It wasn't just Cheney was wanting it, as New Yorker magazine reported. They staged some boats coming up saying we're going to blow you up to try to then order Fallon to attack Iran. Fallon refused, had to resign. Not because the Pentagon doesn't like war, not because the Pentagon doesn't like opium out of Afghanistan, but because they know the politicians strategically are biting off more than they can chew. And that this is going to get out of hand very, very quickly. And so That's why you now see and hear all these people, top terrorism officials, CIA people, Pentagon folks, military, all coming out and saying this whole plot is a fraud and a hoax because they realize how serious it is if Israel launches this attack. That's why Panetta came back 10 days ago, 11 days ago from Israel, and said Israel's totally isolated.
Hi, everyone. It's MZ from the InfoWars team. You know, since we launched InfoWars team with Alex last January, over 7,500 InfoWarriors have signed up to be on the team, and over $500,000 in longevity product sales commissions have been paid out to InfoWars team members just for trying our unique health products, feeling better, and sharing with others. Can you think of a better, more satisfying way to earn money? The opportunity is there, waiting for you at InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up for $10 one time, then get on the Alex Pack that contains a month's supply of all 90 essential nutrients every body needs to fight off disease, stress, and to maintain peak physical and mental performance. You decide how much you want to earn, enough to cover the cost of your products, a few hundred extra dollars per month, or enough to quit your job and make way more money than you do right now. You decide. But take action now. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up, get on the Alex Pack, and see what happens. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Once again, for my friends at Midas Resources, these are hard times for investors. You don't know which way to go. Is the market going to recover? Is the Washington spending machine going to continue? And that means a lot of debt and maybe printing money to cover the debt. They call it monetizing the debt, but that's a fancy way of saying inflation. And a lot of people are worried about that. So you need the ultimate inflation hedge, and that's gold. Now, let me be clear about this. Commodities fluctuate in price. They can go up and down. Very volatile. There's no guarantee. But if you want the ultimate inflation hedge, you need to talk to my friends at Midas Resources. The number, 1-800-686-2237. If you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to have it in your possession, call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. It's Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason sent you.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
All right, we have an incredibly jam-packed transmission lined up for you. Ray McGovern is coming up, former top CIA analyst, and he's saying the same thing we're saying. This is as phony as a $3 bill, or even more so. It's as phony as fake vomit you buy at the gag store. It is not real. It's as fake as pyrite. is compared to 24 karat gold. It is garbage. It is a hoax. He's going to be joining us over the hoax show is Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer. He's saying total hoax with FBI sources confirming it. We have Gerald Celente, who predicted they'd stage a new war as Obama imploded and the global depression came into place. He predicted that 3 years ago, as Bob Chapman, myself, and many others did. That's a default position for the globalist. Gerald Celente is joining us. And then Dr. Steve Pachinik. You can say what you want about Pachinik. He's obviously establishment. He tells you up front he represents Pentagon. He called me up yesterday. The phone rang like 10 times before I went and answered it because I was running on the treadmill. My wife came out and said, this just rang 8 times. It rang 2 more times, so I answered it. And he's like, listen, they're getting ready to launch a war. Israel's going to do it. I've got the sources, as you know. You know, Alex, I do important work, and I care about this country. And I want you to know that the different people in the intelligence organizations really appreciate you. And you know we're not all bad and don't want this war. So, I mean, look at it. You've got Bush administration people coming out of the woodwork. Clinton people coming out. You've got Pentagon people coming out. You've got people that wrote the book on black ops coming out. You got Ray McGovern coming out because the green light right now has been given. And then they just manufactured this story of, oh, look, the used car salesman was going to do all this with the Iranian secret military. Now, people think, well, this is shoddy. Well, it was shoddy when they claimed that Manuel Noriega had kidnapped some college girls in Panama City at an American university there. Turned out it was a fraud, but back then there wasn't an internet. It was a fraud of the WMDs. They got caught, didn't care. They don't care if they get caught. They just need an excuse at the time. But now their own people are coming out because it's more and more transparent. And also, a lot of the establishment does not want to hit Iran. They know it's like Hitler turning in the middle of World War II east towards Russia, or Napoleon doing it. It's biting off more than they can chew. And you had the former head of the Mossad 2 weeks ago come out and say, do not attack Iran, Netanyahu. Do not do it. Do not do it. Do not do it. So it's not monolithic Israel wants this either. Okay, this is really bad news. Even if you're an evil insider, there's a lot of the insiders who don't want to be part of this because it's really bad. The Pentagon bucked Bush and Cheney on this. That's all come out now. Cheney admits in his memoir, in my time, that he wanted to hit Iran and the Pentagon and others didn't want to do it because the Pentagon is not a draft deferment guy like Cheney or Bush, getting out of the Air National Guard or Obama or Hillary or any of these people. Or Netanyahu, for that matter. His brother was a war hero, but not Netanyahu. Netanyahu's only famous because his brother got killed in a commando raid, saving some hostages. The point is that this does not need to happen, and it's going to make oil prices explode. It's going to be really bad news. Now, I told you that I was going to tell you about TSA suicide squads. You heard me right. TSA suicide squads. I want to really try to get the TSA's attention on this subject, but I can't do it in the minute and a half I have left before we go to break. We're going to have Ray McGovern for one long segment, and then I promise before this hour ends, I will tell you about the TSA suicide squads, and it's all hidden in plain view in today's USA Today. For some reason, my paper's cut a little bit, but there it is. USA Today dealing with the TSA. And if you're a radio listener, you're saying, what do you mean there it is? Well, we're also streaming video via Skype up to prisonplanet.tv and simulcasting this entire radio/TV show today with InfoWars Live. That's what we call the 14-plus year running radio talk show in this time slot is InfoWars Live. You call it Alex Jones Live, but I like InfoWars Live. And then we're back weeknights, 7 o'clock, with a hard-hitting, super well-researched, very well-produced nightly news that is listener-supported at prisonplanet.tv. Mike Adams did a great job sitting in yesterday. I want to commend him. And I also want to thank Aaron Dykes for doing InfoWars Nightly News this evening. I have promised to go on the road more. I traveled around Texas last weekend to 3 different cities to end the Fed. Great job to all the folks that showed up there. I'm down here doing an investigative research right now near the Texas border with Mexico. I'll leave it at that. And I'm looking to start traveling around and speaking as early as mid-November around the country. We'll be right back, folks. How do we turn the green light off for war with Iran? Ray McGovern, straight.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street, and there's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe. Our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to ride. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. My life has value. I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
I want you to get up and let the establishment know you're not putting up with what's happening. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, we're joined by Ray McGovern, former top CIA analyst to Ronald Reagan, George Herbert Walker Bush, their morning briefer. Of course, there's a lot of context inside intelligence to this day. Now, we've also had Steve Pachinik call me yesterday and say, yes, his sources have told him that they are planning, Israel is planning a strike. I also have family in the military who've been shipped to Kuwait, and they're not talking. I called some other military sources. One of them got upset and said, don't call me about this, Alex. I'm not talking to you. And how do you know this stuff? Well, it's pretty obvious now. Congressman King has labeled Iran terror plot act of war, says Obama should have troops on standby. Of course, Panetta came back 2 weeks ago, a week and a half ago, and said, I guess 11 days ago to be technical, the head of the Pentagon, Secretary of Defense, and said, well, Israel's on their own now. They're isolated. They've given them the bunker busters, the cluster bombs. This, Ray McGovern was on a week and a half ago, and he said, this is the closest we've been to a hit on Iran. And now you've got Bob Baer, the former black op field commander, coming out saying it's phony. Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer talked to high-level FBI. They say it's totally made up. There is nothing in the system on it. You've got former Bush administration officials. We've got articles on Infowars.com about this. The top expert on the Persians saying this is totally fake. It turns out we've got the affidavit now. The informant set all this up. The guy was trying to make a drug deal, the car dealer reportedly, not involved in anything, an alcoholic pothead. And now they're saying more plots are coming out. This is a way to cover up Fast and Furious as well. A perfect storm. It looks like Israeli AIPAC elements, from my sources, are basically blackmailing Obama. This is kind of what McGovern said. He said they're going to politically destroy him if he doesn't go ahead with this. And they're off. And the neocons are pressuring, saying this is how you get reelected. We'll get behind you. So the big usual Republican suspects are behind it. You got that perfect storm: neocons, Republicans, Israel folks, some of the defense manufacturers, not the actual Defense Department, but the entire Defense Department, from my sources that are pretty high level, public and not public, say that the Pentagon, just like Fox Fallon 4.5 years ago said no, is saying do not do this. And another person telling us do not do this is Ray McGovern. So, Ray, thank you for joining us. I wanted to give some background, but my intel is 100% they've green-lighted it. That doesn't mean it's going to happen, but they are testing the trial balloons. If this con job sells, they're planning to hit Iran sooner rather than later. What is your intel, Ray McGovern?
Well, Alex, glad to be back with you here. I guess I would start by saying that this cockamamie plot does not pass the smell test. I was amused, if you can be amused by such things, by Hillary Clinton saying, you know, you couldn't make this stuff up. Well, yes, you can. Yes, you can. And they did. And it was just yesterday that the information came out from David Ignatius, who has a column in the Washington Post. He's so close to CIA operatives that he pretty much acts as their surrogate spokesman. And what he let out of the bag was the fact that, as he put it, justice and White House officials were pretty skeptical. You know, they considered this pretty flimsy until CIA to the rescue. General Petraeus was able to gather information from inside Iran, mind you, that was so confirmatory that it lent credence to this, and the implausible all of a sudden became plausible. Well, give me a break. If you look closely at this, you know, used car salesman, Mexican drug cartel plot to assassinate the Saudi ambassador to Washington, it not only doesn't pass the smell test, it doesn't pass the comic book test. It would never sell in Hollywood because it's just too far-fetched.
Now, why, sir? Because in my experience, which is limited compared to yours, I've never seen, though, so many known Pentagon spokespeople like Pachinik, Schaefer, this top Bush administration expert who's come out. I mean, Robert Baer. There's so many of them. I've never seen such a chorus. Even the New York Times said this doesn't pass the smell test. Why is such a large segment of the establishment and the Pentagon saying this is total fraud?
Well, you took the words out of my mouth in citing the New York Times. Now, the New York Times has never, ever, ever been skeptical about what any administration spokesperson has said about Iran. Iran is black. Iran is you know, the devil incarnate. So for the New York Times to be casting doubt on these reports is really a new step forward for them. I mean, it shows to me at least that for once some adult at the New York Times said, hey, wait a second, you know, let's not get on board this one. After our experience with Iraq, this just smells even worse. Now, I just mentioned our experience with Iraq. Now, that was when we veteran intelligence professionals decided to form our little group for sanity, because we could see that not only the operatives on the other side of the house, but the analysts themselves were being prostituted, were being corrupted, were being forced to tell a story that was not true. Now, take the story about Saddam Hussein's ties, alleged ties, with al-Qaeda, okay? Nobody believed that. They were at loggerheads between the two of them, but evidence was procured. Now, it didn't suffice to have Doug Feith and Donald Rumsfeld and Wolfowitz's guys in the Pentagon to come up with this faux intelligence. No, no. They needed something better. And what most people don't realize is that the first big reason for the torture, okay, for the torture of all those folks down at Gitmo and at Abu Ghraib was to get somebody to, quote, admit, end quote, that al-Qaeda was being trained, being run by Saddam Hussein. And that's why Alibi, the Libyan terrorist who was apprehended and knew nothing more than how to, you know, arrange flights into the training camps of al-Qaeda, why he was sent to Egypt, and the Egyptians got him to, quote, confess, end quote, that there were indeed ties between Hussein and al-Qaeda, and that the Iraqis were training the al-Qaeda people in the use of chemical and other weapons of mass destruction.
And of course, sir, it turned out that all wasn't true, and KSM also confessed to bombing buildings that weren't built until after he'd been in custody for many years of waterboarding. But what does it signify, though? Is this good news that so many even establishment insiders have come out saying this is a lie? Because in the past, they would go along, as you said, with any lie. Does this show that maybe certain elements tried to greenlight it, and you know, now they're saying, don't worry, we've got more Iranian plots, and now we've got Congressman King saying, active war, get the troops ready, because the info I've got, and I've got family in logistics, they didn't tell me, I know they've been sent over there, but I know other military sources, they've been told, yeah, get ready to back up the Israelis during an Iranian response, get ready to drag stuff out of the Strait of Hormuz, all the things you've talked about here for years. You predicted, you said, if I was Cheney, knowing him, he'll probably try to attack our destroyers around the Strait of Hormuz. Then it came out. He did propose painting up U.S. boats like blue patrol boats. So you've been able to really look into their mind. For me, it's positive to see people rejecting this pretty much across the board, but it doesn't matter. The pro-war people, it looks like, are just going ahead with it. What is your intel? I mean, A, what does it signify to have folks not buying it? B, are we on the razor's edge? You said a week and a half ago they were moving towards green light. Where is it right now?
Well, those are good questions, Alex, and I would say there's good news and there's bad news. The good news is the evidence that you adduce, that everybody and his brother and sister who knows anything about Iran thinks that this is a cockamamie plot, okay, invented. Now, that's the good news, and people are speaking out, as you say, even the New York Times. Now, the bad news is that the president himself, I mean, it's bad enough that the Secretary of State, who famously called for Iran. It's bad enough that Hillary Clinton and that cat's paw Eric Holder, who is supposed to be our chief law enforcement official, the attorney general, bad enough that they come out and they make these allegations. But Barack Obama is now on record as saying there has to be accountability. And he always tries to have it both ways. I don't know if you recognize that, but when he got up there, he said, yes, everything's on the table, but now we're trying to work out the really bad sanctions so that we can make these Iranians behave better and so forth. So the clear body language and everything else was sort of yes, but no. Sort of like, yes, we're going to send 30,000 more troops into Afghanistan, but no, we're going to bring them out 8 months later. Give me a break. The guy is guy has no backbone, and you know he's either incredibly naive to take at face value the plot such as this ginned up by John Brennan, ex-CIA, who runs his counterterrorism program in the White House. He's been burned so many times, that is, Obama has been, that you would think that he'd get some sense. I think it's more a case of Obama pandering, unconscionably to the Likud lobby in this country. It's an election year coming up. He feels that he needs to show himself even more pro-Israel than some of the Republican candidates, which is quite a stress. And I think that's what's at play here. The danger is that he'll get into a position, maneuvered into that position by the likes of Netanyahu, who believes without, you know, with considerable evidence that if Netanyahu were to perpetrate a strike, were to, the way they would do it is mount a provocation, that they would say Iran did X and Y and Z to them, and the Israelis had to retaliate. If there was a war that broke out there, Netanyahu is 99.4% sure that Barack Obama would have neither the guts nor the political courage to do anything other than to send those troops out there to help the Israelis or his cruise missiles.
Well, no, that's my next point. Obviously, you're getting the same information. The military officers I talked to are being told get ready to defend Israel, and for the first time, this is going on the table. And of course, knowing these officers for years, they're always horrified. You know, they say, "Yeah, no, Iran's really bad news. We don't want to get into this." And that's my next issue. Who really runs this country then? I mean, clearly, correct me if I'm wrong, the mainline Pentagon is putting noises out. Don't do it. Don't do it. We had the former Mossad chief just a few weeks ago, as you know, came out and said it'd be crazy to attack Iran. So Israel's not even of one mind. Why is so much of the power structure so against hitting Iran? What do they know that the Likudniks and the neocons and Representative King don't know?
Well, you know what war is like, Alex, and that's a biggie, okay? You look around Obama and see if there's anybody around there that really knows what war is like. He did have a guy with some integrity, and that the guy's name was Mike Mullen. He was chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And you may recall him going to Israel many times and coming back and holding press conferences and saying, I told the Israelis that it would be really, really a dumb thing to widen the war in the Middle East. I told them that they could, they could really perpetrate an escalation nobody wants. And then somebody asked him, well, Admiral Mullen, couldn't the Iranians steal off the Strait of Hormuz and prevent 30% of the oil in public trade from getting out? Well, yeah, they could. That's what I'm. And then he said, well, oh yeah, but we could reopen it. Yeah, well, how are they going to reopen the Strait of Hormuz when there are about 200 guided missile patrol boats that would sink their ships? And where are they going to get the Marines to climb those cliffs? So Mullen knew which end was up, and so did Admiral Fallon, who famously told my colleague, we're not going to do Iran on my watch, and got fired for it. The problem is they're gone. They're gone. And what we have now is a bureaucrat as Secretary of Defense. And I don't know about this new general who's head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, but I knew that the fellow who was in line for it, Cartwright, was rejected mostly by my friend Bobby Gates, because Cartwright was judged to be not quite always with the program, not quite knee-jerking, not quite saluting as smartly and as quickly as we expect the military to do. So my suggestion is that the people people that prevent it, and this is demonstrable, Alex, I think I've mentioned this before, I can demonstrate, anyone can, just by reading Bush's book, Bush's memoir itself, that we were close to war with Iran in the end of 2007 and the end of 2008. And in a nutshell, what prevented that was an honest, that's the good news, there were honest CIA analysts around then. They did an honest estimate and came to the conclusion that Iran had stopped working on a nuclear weapon at the end of 2003. So four years before then.
Sure, sure. But
now.
Sure, but here's my final question, the time we have, Ray.
Sure.
If people can read more of what you're writing at consortiumnews.com. But expanding on this, has the green light been given? Because what I've been told is the green light, Israel said, we're going to try to see if they can drag the U.S. along. And then a lot of the administration tried to sell this Iran thing as a way to try to sell the public. And that if we don't get the word out on this being a fraud, they're going to go ahead with the attack. Is that what you're getting?
Yes. Obama is playing with fire here, and I don't think he realizes it. He's not in control here. Israel is. And everything, as I've said before, depends on how much of a wimp, how politically boxed in Netanyahu thinks the president is, and whether Netanyahu can face down his own generals and his own heads of the former heads of Mossad.
All right.
It's crazy.
All right. Thank you so much, Ray McGovern. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you very soon. Pray for America. Pray for the world. Pray for peace. Pray for sanity.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Infowars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of Infowars.com for the free Infowars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We are back live. Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer is coming up. Gerald Celente, Dr. Steve Pachinik, and others today. Listen, I told you that by September they'd try to launch and overthrow Gaddafi on the ground. And they did have U.S. forces and NATO forces there. It happened, as I have sources at Fort Hood and other places. I told you that Cheney and so did McGovern told you he was planning a fake PT boat attack. Exactly that happened. Now, McGovern would say, oh, he just had a feeling. No, McGovern had sources. Okay, and he's so smooth, he'll just say, oh, I just had a prediction. We've been very close to this war. Look at all the other wars we've seen. And what they do is they wear you out and just get you to where you almost just say, get it over with. What they want to go into Iran right now is a political diversion globally, to the banker bailouts, to the world depression, to all of this. We are in an incredible position right now. And the fact that you see so many prominent people coming out from the Pentagon, you name it, the CIA saying this is bull, you never see that, is because this is so real. That's very heartening, too. Because as crazy as the establishment is, there's a lot of different camps in it that are not completely insane. Now, I told you that the TSA, basically, what was the term I used? TSA suicide squads. This morning, I was thinking of a way to reach out to these TSA people because they're human beings like us. And I know I've confirmed they call them behind closed doors and they say, are you concerned about radiation from the machines and the x-rays? If they say yes, they give them a pink slip 2 weeks later. Or if they don't want to grope small children's genitals, they get fired. So they're creating an army of people that are crazy. And Boston is the airport where they tested passive MRIs 8 years ago, or the 8 years ago they put the body scanners in first. Boston Logan is the main beta testing ground. There's four other airports that do it, but it's the main one. And now they're started. Here's USA Today. In Boston, airport security now begins with a chat. And they ask you where you're going, what you're doing. It's all part of training you to be a prisoner for domestic checkpoints. It's all part of training you that you're a bad person, that you're guilty until proven innocent. What about asking them, hey, statistically, a lot of you are pedophiles and thieves and criminals. Let me have a chat with you, TSA. How do I know you're not going to rob my bags? Well, they'll just say you're not going to fly. They're God. It's a federal power grab outside their jurisdiction. It's always more, more, more. Starts with take your shoes off, take your belt off. Now we're going to grab your genitals. And in the article, they admit, we're going to grab your genitals. We're going to grope you. We're going to put you through scanners. And we're going to question all of you. And they say this is in a response to you not liking the groping. Now we'll just do all of it. Maybe cut back on some of it. No, they do it all. This is how they're breaking America's will. But this is why I call it Suicide Squad. It turns out that for 8 years, they have cancer clusters, depending on the type of cancer, 3 to 8 times the national average. And major universities. This is what liars the TSA and Homeland Security are. Last year, as you know, and earlier this year, they came out and said, John Hopkins has found that these are totally safe. And they had a John Hopkins radiology came out and said, my study said massive cancer increase. And by the way, you better wear lead-shielded goggles. It's going to give you cataracts. A few exposures a year will do it in their studies. These people, and all the studies they wouldn't release to Congress, ended up getting leaked and came out, that the people around it are being baked. You idiots. My dad's a dentist. When he x-rays somebody with a low-power x-ray, he gets behind a lead wall. He puts lead over their chest and genitals, over their front. A chest x-ray is a lot more powerful than that. I watch the military inside the U.S. now at checkpoints. It's on Fox News. We have a clip of it. In upstate New York, having families drive under whole car x-rays while the military stands out under it. I mean, those people are walking dead. So these are literally TSA Suicide Squad.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.